Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
WSB Traffic Podcast is back. Doug Fireball Turnbull for the traffic team. First Mile of Martin McKay, he's not joining us on this episode here because we're putting this together, getting this ready for the month of October really quickly because we're going to talk later on about some changes to some changes on 285. Last episode, we kind of teased ahead to what the changes were originally going to be and how that's morphed around is what this one is going to discuss. If you checked our last episode out, we had Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance on it. We welcome them back again. Coleman Fisher, agent in his Monroe location in Walton County, he's going to be back on. Last week, he talked about the importance of buying local. Heck, where even Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance came from, what this Farm Bureau situation is all about. Turns out they are farm bureaus in almost every state, and he explains a little bit about that. But this episode, we get a little more specific because I want to know, he's the guy, actuary science, looking at risk, and he talks about if the driving during and post-pandemic, and it's hard to say if we're post-pandemic, we're post-shutdown for sure, if the driving after the big shutdown last year is actually more dangerous. He's got kind of both sides of the coin to discuss there. And if now, because of the potentially more dangerous driving, if now is a bad time to shop around for insurance or a good time or to check with an agent. He also talks about the benefits of a local agent being able to really dig in deep with you and look at your insurance rate. So a lot of good things there. And on a third episode that we'll have in November, we're going to talk about actually buying a car. And that's going to be a third episode with George Farm Bureau Insurance. So looking forward to all of that. You can learn more about the GFBinsurance.com. Before we get to Coleman's interview, here are the changes to the changes on 285 that I was speaking of there. So we've heard for the last several months that at some point DOT was going to shrink the north side perimeter, 285 east and west, from five lanes down to three between Roswell Road and Ashford-Dunwoody Road. It seemed like it might happen the weekend of 9/11. When we last recorded this episode, that was on tap. DOT postponed the closure, thankfully, and they reexamined it this past weekend, 9/25. Was it going to happen? They decided not then. And as it turned out, there's a big reason why. And speaking with a DOT spokesperson, Natalie Dale, and some others at Georgia Department of Transportation, we learned that when they originally planned to rebuild the three bridges and actually shrink the interstate by 40%, there were going to be more of the project. There was going to be more of the 285-400 project built that included some collector-distributor ramps or access roads that connect between exits that channel traffic off of 285. So while you were losing through lanes on 285, you have places for that traffic to go, so you can maybe call it even or call it with only a slightly more aggravation. Well, of course, this hasn't been the case. The project is behind. It's likely now not going to finish until the end of 2022, and the entire closure that was supposed to go from about now-ish until June of 2022, 9 months, now will not begin likely until June of 2022, and it could be delayed even more. We don't know. The other factors could come into play. So that's basically the skinny. Anything you were bracing for this fall going into spring and summer now won't happen until the earliest in next summer. Great news there. It is a bit of a head scratcher in a way. If you're a commuter or maybe had a business in that area, a school functions and thought you're going to have to go through this every day and then plan around that, now you're wondering, wait, what's going on? But it is a sigh of relief. It gives you more time to prepare, and hopefully those CD ramps get built up and 285 can handle that load or that loss of lanes a lot better than it would have if it had happened now. So props to the DOT for being able to rework the contract there. It does delay the whole Transform 285-400 completion, but it probably is the best for everyone there, at least so far. Now, let's get into it. Coleman Fisher from Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance, he joins us again to talk about, is now a good time to shop for or buy insurance? Again, why buying local is important, and some post-pandemic stats and how we need more of them to really make an assumption about whether driving now is more dangerous. Again, here's Coleman Fisher. Let's take a dive into the strictly auto side right now. This is the part where my traffic geek antennas go all up and the helicopter blades start spinning because, I mean, really since the middle of last year, we've seen a steady increase in the amount of traffic ever since the shock to our system that was the pandemic shutdown. And there have been some incredible numbers, and I'm sure you have access to those, or, you know, and maybe if you have any top of mind, but some incredible numbers about the fatality rate increasing on Georgia roads, the crash frequency. And I don't mean just number overall. I mean the numbers per vehicle mile traveled. And for those that don't know, vehicle mile traveled is the total number of miles traveled by every vehicle or every person statewide. So that's millions of miles, right? But that number, that rate per mile, so to speak, VMT, went up last year, despite the fact that we had a shutdown. And I haven't seen numbers so much for 2021, but I know the trend has continued. And I know now, Colin, that we're in the post-Labor Day section of the year, that and where things are fully back to school, people are pretty much fully back to work, except in the remote working instances, where we're seeing a lot more traffic. So I gave that huge preamble to say, where does that play into insurance? What are some of the things you're seeing? Does that affect rates? Is now a better or worse time to even register for auto insurance or make a switch with companies?
Yeah, so it has definitely been an interesting time for the insurance industry, and a challenging time as well, since the national shutdown, for lack of a better term. And all of those trends that you mentioned are very closely watched in the insurance industry right now. And you know, a lot of people say, you know, is it truly more dangerous out there after the pandemic? And the short answer to that would be maybe, but we just don't have enough data yet. And the long answer would be, you know, at least on Farm Bureau's side, our data since the coronavirus restrictions have been lifted and people have been, you know, able to get vaccinated and they've been returning to offices to work, you know, just a couple of weeks ago, like you mentioned, school came back in, and that puts a lot more people on the road for longer amounts of time. People have also started to travel out of town on weekends again, to take pleasure trips and whatnot. And generally the roads have been busier. A lot of the listeners have probably noticed that driving around town. I surely have in my commute. By the end of March 2021, Farm Bureau's claims department had seen a higher than normal, quote unquote, normal amount of accidents. But there could be any number of factors to blame for that. Certainly an increase in driving activity could very well be the driving factor behind it, but that's purely speculation at this point. Now, there is real data out there from a Fitch rating study that I've looked over, that during coronavirus in 2020, that was the time period that it was studied compared to 2019, that data showed a marked decrease in the frequency of auto claims, so less overall claims, to the tune of 25 to 30% less claims for some of the carriers in the study. That's a big decrease. But like you mentioned, what they saw in opposition to that was that the severity of claims increased, meaning the amount paid out. The claim severity in 2020 was anywhere from 9 to 12% worse for those carriers. And that just means they were paying out 9 to 12% more over 2019 numbers for bodily injury liability and property damage liability. So all of that points to, at least in my opinion, saying that the jury is still out on whether the roads are truly more dangerous after COVID or not. That data is very interesting, but as much as we would all love to say that, yeah, we're out of the woods on coronavirus, things are 100% back to normal, it may just not be the case yet. Once this year ends and we can see a full snapshot of the 2022 data and see what it looks like compared to 2020 and 2019, and even then after the end of next year, when we can see what 2022 looks like compared to the prior years, you know, we could maybe make a more educated decision on that question, on whether it really has gotten more dangerous. But the severity data increasing is very interesting. It does affect rates. Anytime an insurer has to pay out more than they did the year before or in, you know, historically in any amount of time, the rates are gonna be impacted. And that's something that everybody in the Atlanta area and in Georgia across the board has seen on the auto side, is all carriers just about have had to go up on their rates You know, there's going to be some decreases in there. It's a circular process, up and down, certainly, for every company. But yeah, the rates over the last 10 years certainly have steadily gone up, and that is a product of the severity getting worse. The frequency goes up and down a little bit, but probably overall up, if I had to guess. So yeah, I think that severity figure is very interesting.
To make this applicable then to somebody who maybe is shopping insurance, the crux of my question, I guess, was, is there a better time per either yearly or is now a better or worse time to even make a switch in auto insurance or to re-up a plan, so to speak, because of that variance? Is there a certain time of year where everybody, where the industry kind of looks side to side and says, okay, we're past quarter two, now we have another rate reset, or, you know, so now we're entering the fall. Is this a better or worse time to make a switch, or is that too minute of a focus to even say that makes a difference?
Yeah, I would say that's too narrow. And the reason that is just because every company is at a different financial position than the next. It's way too, I don't want to say saturated of a market, but there's so many competitors in the insurance market, auto insurance market, that it's very hard to generalize across that board. So it's really a company by company situation. I certainly encourage people to call their current agent and say, you know, hey, if you're coming up on a renewal, and you see the rate go up, you see the rate go down, you see the rate stay the same, you know, call them and say, hey, you know, what are your auto rates looking like in the future? You know, is there a possibility that you've got a decrease coming down the road? Is there a possibility that you have an increase coming down the road? And like I said, every company is at a different point in their financial snapshot. You know, they may have just had a very good year financially and made an underwriting profit. They may have just had a very bad year and had a big underwriting loss. And those things are what drive rates. So it's a company by company decision. So the best thing I can say is just consult with whoever your agent is, and they'll be honest with you. They can't lie and say that they're going to have a rate decrease when there's a rate increase coming. If they did, they'd lose a lot of customers. So talk to your agent and see what they can tell you about that. As far as, is it a good time to renew versus shop? It's never going to hurt you to shop your rates, certainly, and see what else is out there. The longer you stay with the carrier, you do get some longevity discounts for staying with them that long that can help you out in the long run. But if you're buying a new car, that's a good time to shop. And a lot of people my age right now that are getting out of college, the environment right now is very good for people to buy houses. It's hard for people to buy houses because the market doesn't have a lot of houses on it. But generally speaking, a lot of people my age are getting out buying cars and houses. That's a good time to shop because bundling is obviously advantageous to your rates. And as somebody who's both in their 20s and has toyed with the idea of buying a new vehicle, my recommendation as far as shopping insurance in any situation is buy local. Kind of like I mentioned with the local business supporting those. There's a lot of large national insurers that have the 1-800 phone numbers that you can call and get a quote, but you're going to talk to somebody different every time, and they're going to be in a different state than you are maybe. And we all know how frustrating that can be, getting somebody different on the phone every time.
Yeah.
So my advice to anyone who's in the market for insurance, whether it's the first time or not, and especially when you're buying a new car, is to just talk to somebody local. Obviously, Farm Bureau Insurance would love to quote you. We'd love to have a chance to earn your business, so give us a call. But if you speak to somebody local that will take the time to educate you on what you're buying, why it costs what it does, what the individual coverage parts protect you against, that is invaluable. Because a lot of times people, especially with auto insurance, because it is so competitive, they get caught up in getting the best deal possible, because that's naturally what we all do with 99% of our purchases, right? We don't want to get a bad deal. But it needs to be a balancing act of getting a good deal with making sure you're adequately protected. Because when it comes down to it, a car is a dangerous weapon. And young people, especially who are in the market for the first time, have to understand that there are massive financial repercussions if you have a bad accident and injure somebody or yourself. And you don't want to have to pay out of pocket for damage to somebody else's car or their medical bills, because you know that can ruin somebody financially for a long, long time. So finding a local agent that you can ask those questions and get good guidance on, you know, as far as what coverages you need, is imperative for folks, you know, that are younger and have never gone through that buying process before.
And like you mentioned before, that the fact that if they're choosing Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance, it's all within people and things or properties or cars that originated Georgia. So the money that you're paying in for your premium, you know, say you don't cash in on that in a long time or, you know, make a claim in a long time, at least it's going right back into the community and helping people around you.
That's right. That's right. You know, it may be for somebody in their 20s, it may be harder for them to see, but it supports the restaurants they eat at. You know, it supports the sports section in the newspaper that they check out. And for folks that are older, you know, we're putting money back into the school systems by sponsoring events there and that kind of thing. So certainly that is something to consider. Yeah.
Very good advice there. And we're speaking, of course, here again with Coleman Fisher from Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. So before we move on to our next topic, Coleman, can you tell people where to begin the process if they're hearing this and they're interested in buying into what you're saying with Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance?
Yeah, if you want a quote from us, like I mentioned, you can go to gfbinsurance.com, GFB, like Georgia Farm Bureau. And find your local agent. Like I said, I'm located in Walton County in Monroe. And you can find the phone number or the email, and you can even submit a request on our website for a quote from that office. And I actually had some interesting stats on that buying process. It's funny you mentioned that. Almost 70% of people that shop their insurance start that process with a web search. So put GFBinsurance, .com in there, search insurance near me. That search phrase, insurance near me, has grown 100%, over 100% in the last 2 years.
Wow.
So that right there proves that buying local matters, especially when it comes to insurance.
Wow. That's very helpful. GFBinsurance.com, whether it's car, home, life, you said, you name it, you probably will insure it or at least try to give a quote on that, and be sure to look them up there. And I know in the past when I've had different agents, I've had their personal office's number stored in my phone and I've always talked to a person. So I'm glad that Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance does the same thing. All right. Thank you very much to Coleman Fisher and everybody at Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance for supporting WSB Radio, 95.5 WSB, and the WSB Traffic Podcast. I urge all of you to check out gfbinsurance.com and start shopping around, put a quote in. As he said, and I love this, it's more than doubled the search term in the last 2 years, insurance near me. So it shows how important and more important this idea of having an insurance agent near you, a local insurance company that puts money back into that community, is to people. And certainly has sold me on that idea. So that's great news. Also, we know how unpredictable this traffic has been. We have had just some absolute barn burner commutes, not just in the rain from a couple of weeks ago, but in the severe clear that we've seen, as WSB meteorologist Christina Edwards has helped usher that in for fall, right? Pumpkin spice and everything nice. Yes, traffic has just been terrible in this great weather. Lots of people back out on the roads. Very few things are shut down. There are still some people working remotely. Be sure and listen. I can't say it enough. We end almost every WSB Traffic Podcast, Smiley Mark McKay and I, with this notion. Listen often. 95.5 WSB, triple team traffic every 6 minutes in morning and PM drive on weekdays. There's a person in that traffic center 24/7. They're not only arming you with the information you need on the air, they are powering the Triple T Traffic Alerts app. Download that. Those alerts fire off when you drive near a problem, and they're recorded by us. There's nothing out there like it, and you get the push alerts and can look at the maps. Again, all of that, 95.5 WSB, WSBRadio.com. For Smile Lamar McKay and the rest of our awesome, expert, hardworking traffic team, I'm Doug Turnbull. Thanks for tuning in for another WSB Traffic Podcast episode. And we will have more about what's to come in this 285-400 interchange. Mark Arum is talking to the project manager, Marlo Clowers, the head project engineer, that is. And then Scott Slade is talking with Atlanta Journal-Constitution transportation reporter David Wickard to get more on that. We're going to have those assets at the ready for you and likely here in this podcast space. So we'll talk to you then.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.